In this short video clip, Gospel Snippets, I want to address you on Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21. It's the words of the angel to Joseph just before Jesus Christ was born into the world. "You shall call him by the name of Jesus, for," said the angel, "he shall save his people from their sins." Now, the Hebrews gave names to their babies to speak of their character, their work, and especially is this true in the case of Christ. Savior, salvation, that is the great work and business of the Lord Jesus Christ in coming into the world. God sent his Son into the world to save sinners from their sins. He was a great teacher. Never man taught like Jesus. He worked wonderful miracles. He did an immense amount of good. He was a tremendous example. But his real business, his real intention in leaving the eternal glory and coming into the world, living under the law, offering up that perfect obedience to the law upon the cross in his body, he himself dying on the cross under the curse of the law, dying, being buried, and rising again for the justification of his people, in his life, in his death, in his resurrection, in his complete work, Jesus Christ is Savior. It is on the cross, in the shedding of his blood, that he accomplished salvation. And so his final cry, "Tetelestai," it is accomplished, it is accomplished, it is finished. And salvation has been wrought. And there it stands ready for preachers like me to invite, encourage, and plead with other sinners to come and receive of this salvation in Jesus Christ. You should call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. His people. That speaks of God's everlasting love of them, his choice of them. But you don't begin there. The Bible shows us that we are sinners and dead in our sins. My friend, it urges us, it commands us, it pleads with us, it invites us, commands, that's the great word, to repent of our sins and to turn to Christ and trust him in faith, relying upon him, calling upon him, and we shall be saved. If you will do that, and I plead with you to do with it, if you have never done it before, trust Christ now. Cry to him. Seek him for your salvation, and seek him now. Don't put it off. And if you call upon the name of the Lord, you will be saved. And you will be able to say, "Then Christ died for me. The Son of God loved me and gave himself for me." And you will know that you are one of the children of God. But if you refuse to call, if you refuse to repent, and you die refusing, and die without repenting and calling upon the name of the Lord, I must be honest with you. You will not be saved. What does that mean? You will perish forever. What do you have to do to perish? Nothing. What do you have to do to be saved? You can do nothing but call upon the name of the Lord. Jesus ready stands to save you. There's the offer, there's the command, there's the invitation. And I close this gospel snippet thus. Oh, his name is Jesus. He will save his people from their sins. He does. And he will save you if you call upon the name of the Lord. So I urge you, call and call now. I plead with you. Amen.